we're good. Carol, you have to read the... Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay. All right, Carol, sit down, Anne. The KPFA May 2017 LSB is called to order. Okay. Roll call, Carol.
Good morning. Carol Wolfley, Secretary, roll call. Adams, Sharon?
Here.
Ahmad Anderson is excused. Chris Corey? Here. Brian Crowell? Lisa Detmer? Absent. Anthony Fest.
Here.
Anthony Fest present. Sasha Futron. Absent. Yuri Gotsman. Present. Christina Huggins. Absent. Sabrina Jacobs, excused. Janet Coburn, on her way. David Lynch, no longer on the committee. Tim Lynch. Scott Olson. Scott Olson.
Here.
Thank you, Scott. Oh, Janet Coburn is here. Janet? Good. Louis Sawyer, excused absence. Oh, Louis is on Zoom. Thank you. Okay. TM Scruggs?
Here.
Aki Tanaka? Carol Travis? Andrea Turner? Andrea Turner absent. Tom Voorhees?
Here.
Carol Wolfley present. Richard Walensky excused absence. Maria Arguelles.
Marilla.
Ugh, sorry.
I'm here.
Marilla. I got the last name right and then I screwed up. Okay. Marilla, thank you. That's it. And I believe we have a. Oh, Christina's here. Christina Huggins. Stay present.
Yes, I'm here.
Present.
Yeah, come over here so that I can bug out sometimes. Okay. Let's do the approval of the agenda. And there's something else in the item two, but I'll go back to that once the agenda's approved. Does everybody have the agenda? Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda? There have been. Okay. Do I have a motion? Okay. All right. And I think that there was. Yeah, that's all right. Any discussion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions. Okay. The agenda's approved. So Carol Wolfley put that I was going to say something about the LSB membership update. So I'll say something, and then we'll, you know, either go into a black hole of discussion that's endless, or we'll move on. Who knows?
Guess it's a point of order, but shouldn't we excuse the members who deserve to be excused?
Oh, yes, good. No, why don't you make it a motion?
I was just going to mention that I believe it was Brian Crowell. He emailed just shortly before the meeting to say he was going to be absent. And then I think there were four others who requested excused absences.
Yeah. Okay, I think Carol knows who they are. So that's a motion to, so move second.
Request for information?
Yes.
Since I came late, apologies. Can you name the people who were...
The people who have asked to be excused are Brian Crowell, Ahmad Anderson, Louis Sawyer, Sabrina... Louis is on. Oh, he had asked before, and then I got confused. Sabrina Jacobs and Richard Walensky. Anybody else? Anybody knows of? Okay, thank you.
All in favor of any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
motion, abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. So quickly on the membership update. David Lynch resigned. Bill Campisi resigned. Carol Wolfley checked on the list of people who were available to fill Bill Campisi's seat. And Ramses responded. And so Ramses is on the board. Oh, we should include him in the absent, Carol.
Yes.
Yeah. Excuse. Okay. And then Bill Campisi said, I don't want to resign. Okay. I guess it was then that David Lynch resigned, and Carol checked the rest of the list, and nobody else has responded to fill that seat. Also, for people's information, Rich Withers has fallen off the board because he has been absent enough times without excuse so that he has been removed through the absentee policy. So we have spaces on the board, and we have a board member who was elected who had said in a moment of passion, in one of his various moments of passion, that he wanted to resign, and then decided, no, he'd be willing to stay on and, you know, soldier forward. So... there is space on the board, and there's not people to fill the space, except for Bill, who was elected and wants to keep his or reclaim his space. I guess there are bylaws that govern this. I mean, that's one way to look at this. We have a board that has empty seats if we decide to view this as he resigned, therefore he is resigned. Or we can look to this as something where we want to keep as many people involved who are interested in our mission and our project involved. So those are the various ways to look at it. And so I think we should have a discussion, and then we'll figure out what to do. I mean, like I said, we can go down into an endless thing, or we can, I could make a ruling. Janet.
Yeah, is this on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you'll soon see that the runners-up issue has been resolved. As a preliminary teller's report for the 2016 delegates election recount has been prepared by Terry Goodman. When it gets distributed, and it should be probably sometime next week, you'll see that Goodman used my January 2017 data analysis regarding write-ins not having been included in True Ballot's tallies. Goodman's recount report will include all of the write-ins disaggregated, expanding the LSB runners-up list for all five Pacifica stations. You may recall that the motion I made at the December 13, 2016 PNB meeting to have a recount was something the KPFA LSB considered abominable. You censured me for it 4 days later, in my absence, by the way, accusing me of trying to decertify the election. And that motion also repudiated the 2016 PNB for having approved that recount motion. The PNB subsequently rendered that KPFA LSB motion null and void. In the spirit of congeniality and collegiality, I think this LSB should consider apologizing to me for having censured me for this.
TM.
I can understand that we could start going down a write-in list. Now we're talking about people who didn't even go through the regular process to get themselves.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll start over. People on the write-in list did not, because they didn't even go through the regular process to get themselves put on the ballot and so on, to me that indicates a certain level of not having much interest, and I have never seen any of those people come in and attend an LSB meeting since then. So even I would like to make the motion that we accept Bill Campisi's unresignation as a momentary flare, and that he can be allowed to continue because I consider him a resource for KPFA and I don't want to lose him. And so I make, if that's the motion, I guess it's a motion.
Okay, on the list I have Christina, Sharon, Christina, Tim, Sharon, Janet.
Yeah, I agree with TM. I think that Bill's a resource for us and shown himself to be not aligned with any faction, and I think his he is passionate at times, but I think that I read all the emails going out back and forth about this with some interest, saying that it was never formally accepted by us and we don't really have a policy, but I'm in favor of reinstating Bill for all of the reasons that TM just actually stated.
Tim.
So we don't have this list in front of us of who the write-ins are or how many votes there are. I'd be surprised if anybody on that list has more than five votes. I'd be stunned if there was close between 5 and 10 for any individual, which does not represent any kind of a mandate, right? I think Campisi is an independent voice who has proven himself very valuable to this board. He's, as you said, very passionate and had a moment of passion that we should excuse, with perhaps with the caveat that he doesn't get to do this again.
I would consider that a friendly amendment.
Sharon. The button.
I'm in the plurality. I support the motion, but for a different reason. I actually do believe that he resigned, and I do believe that was effective upon his stating it, but I also believe that the board, per the bylaws, has the authority and ability to appoint somebody, and I would sort of make a motion to appoint Bill to fill the seat, per the bylaws. And the reason why I would say it that way is because I believe that the PNB, the National Office, and the LSB have rejected going through any write-ins. They have not been certified. They're not officially certified. There's no official certification that these write-ins are correct. So why should we accept them? I personally don't know who Terry Goodman is. I'm sure many people in this room do. But I mean, the election was held. It was supposed to be certified. It was certified, and we had the list of candidates. This issue was brought to this board, and we all said, no, we don't want to know the write-in list. We're happy with the results as certified. Therefore, personally, from my perspective, the proper procedure, and this is just my perspective, is that Bill resigned, and this board has the authority per the bylaws to appoint somebody to fill the vacancies. That's what the bylaws say. We can appoint somebody, and I would appoint Bill Campisi for all the reasons that TM said. So I actually support the motion, even though, like I say, I'm in the plurality opinion of supporting it.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I second the friendly amendment.
Okay. Okay. All right. Wait 1 second. Now we're talking about the amendment. That's the subject. Are you talking about...
No, I'm not. I'm not actually requesting to amend at all. I'm just saying that I will support your motion. I'm just stating that my reasons for supporting it... I'm not trying to amend the motion. I'm just saying that I have a different rationale, but that I actually support the motion.
Okay. All right. You know, I think that we get caught up at various moments because of the habit of treating this like we're all going to litigate against each other or something like that. Which, let's like breathe. Sharon might say, let's breathe, you know, and relax. And okay, Janet. And then Carol.
Okay, so just a reminder that Ahmad Anderson was right. In any case, I'm wondering, there's one more person on the runners-up list, Latasha Monique Wormsley. And so I'm wondering what the issue is with that. I would not support appointing anyone at this time. I don't think we want to, well, I don't know, this board wants to be a self-selecting board, but I mean, that's something that we've tried to stay away from. That's what the original, or the new bylaws, one of the main reasons why they were passed. Okay, I'll stop there.
I wanted to comment on Carol Wolfley. I wanted to comment on the question you raised about Latasha. So I did attempt to contact Latasha a number of times, as well as Chris Stewart, and neither of them responded to those inquiries. So I have moved on in my thinking. I also feel like it might be important to separate two questions. So one question is Bill Campisi coming back and his resignation. And the other question is, where do we go from here if anybody else resigns? And I'm not ready to make a decision about that, because I would like to see what comes back and how many people get votes and look at those documents and look more carefully at the bylaws before we make a decision about whether or not we want to, in the future, appoint someone, or whether or not we're going to go from the write-in list. So I would like to separate those two issues for today and give us some more time to work on that.
Sharon.
Call the question.
Yes. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, please raise your hand. Oh God.
And pass me a written copy.
Why don't you state the motion? And Sharon, you like...
I'll try to write it.
My secretary is preparing. Yeah.
And when it's time to vote, let's do a roll call.
I move that we accept Bill Campisi as a continuing member of the LSB and characterize his resignation as invalid due to emotional stress.
Okay.
Period.
All right. And
wait till he sees that.
Okay. So now we're going to do a roll call.
Adams, Sharon?
Yes.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Brian is not on and is excused, right? Anthony?
Abstain.
Yuri?
Yes.
Christina?
Yes.
Janet?
No. No.
Tim Lynch?
Yes.
Scott Olson?
Yeah.
Yes. Scott, I couldn't hear you.
Yes.
TM Scruggs?
Yes.
Louis Sawyer?
Yes.
Aki Tanaka? Carol Travis?
Yes.
Tom Voorhees?
Abstain.
Carol Wolfley, yes. Marilla Arguelles?
Abstain. Abstain.
Okay. And I believe that's it.
Ten, yes. Four abstain and one no. Okay. Now we are to, the minutes. Have people all read the minutes? Do I have a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a second? Yeah, what? Right. You want time to read them? They had been sent out, but people can have time to. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Wait a minute. I want to look at something. Yes, Brian had said that he thought that he hadn't voted on the roll call votes that had to do with me. Anyway, so with that in mind, why don't we check the tape and stuff and have the minutes be sent by them. Okay. But he had said to me that he thought that he had not voted on at least one of them. I think he was gone by the second one. Right, right. That's the one that he was definitely gone. He was gone by that one. And there's a question about whether or not he voted on the first one. I do too. So, but we'll check the tape. How's that? I'll do that. Or you can do it if you wanna.
No, I don't want to.
No, I was talking to Carol. Okay. All right. No, it doesn't change the outcome. But he wants his record, the record of his votes accurate. So okay. Any other discussion on the minutes? Questions, corrections, additions, corrections? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of the minutes with this issue about Brian to be resolved for sure, open until it's resolved, in favor of the minutes in that context, please raise your hand. I can't see you over there. Let's see. Scott?
Yes.
Look, are you voting yes or just saying yes, I'm here? Accepting the minutes?
I'm voting yes.
Okay. Lewis, accepting the minutes?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Any objection? Noes? Any abstentions? Okay, one abstention. Okay.
One abstention and everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Announcements. Any announcements? Janet.
I have three announcements. First one, I'm distributing these flyers. You can pass them around. And it's a brochure promoting the Public Bank of Oakland, which you may or may not already know about. Let me have one. I hope this initiative succeeds in Oakland and elsewhere in the Bay Area. I'd just like to read what it says about a public bank. It's very brief. A public bank is an entity created through legislation by local or state government. It holds the monies of the government entity as deposits, manages the entity's accounts, and makes fiscally responsible loans for the good of the community. It functions much like any bank, but it doesn't speculate, and it doesn't pay its executives millions in compensation. Its charter says that it must serve the people, not a private bank's shareholders. So that's the first announcement. And the second one has to do with Palestinian prisoner hunger strike. On April 17th, 2017, Palestinian Prisoners Day, 1,500 Palestinian prisoners launched a collective hunger strike out of a total of 6,300 Palestinian political prisoners in Israeli jails. The strikers are demanding basic human rights, including an end to the denial of family visits, proper medical care and treatment, access to higher education, and an end to solitary confinement and administrative detention, imprisonment without charge or trial. You are invited to attend Representative Barbara Lee's town hall on presidential accountability tomorrow, Sunday, May 21st, from 1:30 to 4 p.m. at MLK Junior Middle School, and that's 1871 Rose Street, Berkeley, and urge her to support the Palestinian prisoner hunger strike and demand the start of negotiations. I have a flyer, only one, so if you pass it around. And the third announcement is that yesterday, May 19th, a petition for injunctive and declaratory relief pursuant to California Corporations Code Section 5617 against the Pacifica Foundation, David Beaton, and Mansour Sabah was filed in Superior Court of the State of California, Alameda County, by Sharon Brown, Afia Nwangaza, and Adriana Casnave. Yesterday, a petition for injunctive and declaratory relief pursuant to California Corporations Code Section 5617 against the Pacifica Foundation, David Beaton, and Mansour Sabag was filed in Superior Court of the State of California, County of Alameda, by Sharon Brown, Afia Nwangaza, and Adriana Casnave. And it's called Brown versus Pacifica Foundation. It's on the Alameda Court website. Public information. I advise everybody to look on the website, and there are documents there. I've looked through them, yeah, but I would prefer not to. I'd prefer not my take on it. Everybody here can look at it.
That's disappointing.
Carol had an announcement.
On a more positive note, I wanted to let everybody know that, and if you'll pass these around, that, and please take one if you like, and if you would like. These are KPFA program guides, and I've been working on this for over a month. I had just an inspiration to want to let everyone know the amazing programming that there is on KPFA, and if you'd like to make a donation to this project, you can write a check to KPFA, and and just put something in the envelope if you would like to. The Manila envelope. And so I just want to say what a pleasure it was to work on this and what amazing things I discovered about the programming, because I turn on the radio and I get different kinds of music. And now I understand a little bit why different things are at different times and who the people are involved. And it was just a pleasure to work on it. And I want to thank Quincy and Richard Walensky and everyone else who helped. So thank you.
And one more time, can you tell us how to, if there's some, it's not just a KPFA, right?
It is. We'll give the money to KPFA, and then I'm sure I can work with Maria to get money for future, if you want to give money for future printings.
You can put in the memo, you could put program guide.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Once again, Carol steps up and does wonderful work, and that's terrific. And it's very good looking. Where's the meeting? Are you guys still there? Oh God.
Yep.
Yeah. Good. Yep. Okay. Thank you. All right. Next. Yes.
Which state is the one that has a public bank right now? There's one state in the...
May I respond? North Dakota. And it's in the brochure that I passed.
Okay. All right. Any more announcements?
Just one announcement that workers for AT&T Contract West, which is all of California, Nevada, Hawaii, AT&T workers are on a three-day strike that started Friday. They've been in bargaining for over a year with a company dragging their feet and not removing the regressive measures for their employees off the table. One of the most wealthy companies in the United States, and they are just trying to break the workers' rights. Also, the wireless contract is also up, and they will be, if there are pickets up yet, I didn't check my email, but if there are, I probably don't have to say this in this room anyway. I don't believe anybody here would walk across a picket line. But this is more FYI to let you know that that's AT&T is forging ahead after sending thousands and thousands of jobs to Slovakia and the Philippines and, you know, many other countries, which in order to break the union here, basically. So just FYI. Thank you.
Okay, any other announcements? Okay. Kathy, did you want to make a public comment? No. So I don't see any other public. So we are now on to the general manager's report.
Thank you. This is a short general manager's report. It won't take long. Here we go. Spring Drive 2017, this is the slowest fund drive in my tenure. Why? Maybe because every public radio station in the market is in drive mode right now and started at least 2 weeks before us, or because we haven't hit on that one premium that sets the phones on fire yet, or maybe it's just a listener pledge burnout, or all three. But it proves that the so-called Trump bump is an illusion, and we need to face the facts that we must find some alternative revenue sources sooner than later. We will fall short of our $640,000 goal, yet In our last week, if we continue to pick up momentum, along with a good post drive online and get out our thank you reminders quickly, we should end with a satisfactory amount and keep our promise to our listeners to end on time. There's an additional burden on this drive and on our fund drive schedule. The NFC has resolved that all Pacifica stations will fork over a predetermined amount of money off the top of this drive's funds to the national office. KPFA's share is $28,000. And all five stations must run a one-day special fund drive to raise additional funds for the national office to pay certain staff, contractors, and legal expenses. The special fund drive is to be coordinated separate from and prior to our own upcoming summer fund drive. All of this money will be in addition to central services payments and not adjusted against our monthly charge. As of this morning, our fund drive total was $308,000. Additional funds. In an effort to revamp our sustaining membership program, KPFA's allies, we're planning to incorporate much-needed incentives to give our listeners reasons to join. We'll be brainstorming this after the drive, and we started a little bit. I've talked to Bob Baldock and a couple other people. And we will create something hypothetically like this. A sustaining member at $100 a month will receive an ally membership card that will allow them free entry to 10 KPFA speaker events, a discount for freight and salvage concerts, and a KPFA hat and bumper sticker. Something like that. Yeah, and program guy. Seriously, we could add 300 to 400 allies. It would certainly help stabilize our monthly finances. So we're going to put that promotion together and see what we can do. Website updates. I don't know if any of you guys have been on the website lately, but there's been a lot of changes to it aesthetically. Let me tell you some of the things we've done. There's an aesthetic lighter color scheme that we find a lot more inviting site-wise, except for the support page, which I'll get to because we're working on that separately. The layout is changed from vertical style to horizontal style. It's a lot easier to read. The front page as well as Area 941 and the archives are a lot more visible. We redesigned Area 941 and also added a logo there for it. The ticker has been simplified and slowed down. We added the new slogan, Vigilant as Always, on the website and the phone. The KPFA Listen Live stream player is simplified also on the web as well as your phone. It's really easy now to donate on your phone. You can just go to kpfa.org on your phone, and right up on top there's a donate button and a Listen Live button. If you click the Listen Live, it goes instantly to the stream at 64K, and then if you hit donate, it takes you directly to the support thing. Pretty soon, once we get the app going, we'll be able to do texting as well. And then we've added this quick links thing on the front where you click it and it opens up to archives and schedule programs and donate and search. So everything is right there. We've also made some other little smaller changes that you guys won't really recognize, but it just kind of tightens up the look of the thing online. And everything is faster. And so it's getting better and better.
I've donated online while driving.
Oh, excellent. we're trying to get the on-air people to start doing that too. So upcoming stuff that we're working on is that we're developing a new support and donate section. We're refining the user experience and the visual design of that support page and everything, streamlining, making everything faster and quicker. So, and it's going to be integrated to our new CRM database. That's the holdup. We have to finish the database first, which is being worked on. It should be ready for the summer drive. So when that happens, the phone, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to text money to KPFA, any amount. So we're really excited about trying to get that on. Kathy. On the events page, I was talking to Bob about this. When you see a speaker like Amy Goodman's coming, there'll be the picture of Amy Goodman, there'll be the little description, but then there's going to be two new buttons. One button is you'll be able to buy a ticket immediately at Brown Paper Tickets, right? And then the other button is that it automatically will attach it to your calendar. So you can calendar it and to remind you that Amy Goodman's going to be speaking at the KPFA event. So those are two things that are being added. So actually, those should be up by next Friday at the latest, I think. And that's about it. So, but there's some exciting things going on. We've been trying to get this. We were very lucky. Brian Edwards Teeker did a wonderful thing for us. He had a woman in his Stanford fellowship class come to the radio station. She's an expert on websites and mobile devices, you know, and she's working in that fellowship program. So she sat down with us for 2 hours and went through the website and went through the mobile application with us. And, you know, she gets paid lots and lots of money for that, but she just did it for us, and it was just awesome. So we were able to, and it's just great to get somebody from the outside to come in because we're too close to it, you know, so much. And, you know, you stop being a user. You're not experiencing like a user. And sometimes our feedback loop kind of slows down. People tell you a few things about the website they like, they don't like, and then they kind of fade off. So you don't have that. But to have a consultant come in like her, you know, who is brilliant, I must say, it was just wonderful for us. And it really sparked us up, too. It was really great to have that happen. So that's it.
Thank you. Janet.
So several months ago, there was some, I think you, Quincy, talked about putting together a gala and some reference to working with the Museum of Children's Art to set that up, and I wanted to know what the status of that is, and if that is the case, then I'd like to respond further.
No, there is no gala set up. I was hoping that people would work with me on that. So there was a little chat after I had brought that up and said I'd like to do the gala, and a few people did talk to me, and then they kind of faded away. So I can't just do it by myself. I need help. The Children's Museum, only because I have worked there, I knew I could go there and get a pretty good deal, and it's a big space and stuff, but I haven't approached them about it or haven't moved any further in trying to put that together.
So may I just respond first? So I would either discourage setting up something with MoCA related to KPFA, a fund drive, until you explore with Barbara Lubin, because back in 2011 there was a children's art exhibit from
I know all
of
about
Gaza
that.
And
I talked to Barbara Lubin about that because I became the executive director after all that
right.
happened,
but the chair is still the same.
And the chair is gone now.
Hillman Sori.
He's gone. He's not the chair anymore. But I know exactly what you mean, and I've had talks with her about that. Obviously, she talked to me practically the first week I got the job. But that was brought up when I came in and interviewed. I think it was Malia from Malihe. She brought it up when I was being interviewed for the job. She wanted to know my take on all of that. And I came in like, what, a year or two after that event happened.
I wanted to follow up on this because this was a project I was interested in supporting, and Marilla was interested in a more like community event, and then some people were interested in a more gala dinner event, and one possibility is to have a gala dinner for a smaller number of people and then have afterwards in a larger venue something broader where you have community sharing. But we don't have the organizational structure right now. Marilla, myself, and one other person to really organize that. So I think before we can get to that place, we need to really build our outreach work and build a team of people who are interested in working on development, because to put on that size event is a big undertaking, and I think we need to really assess the finances of it and how we can do it. So
Sharon.
Thanks for the report, Quincy. Are you going to give us a copy of your report?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Oh, okay, email it. Okay, sometimes you hand it out. Okay, I was not taking notes too much. I just have a comment on the website. I did notice it was updated, so it's cool. I really think that might help engage our listeners if there was a way. I know it's possible to make comments, but they don't like link directly to the show. They kind of go generally to a general thing, so you can't have like a conversation about a particular show, which I actually think could really increase community involvement in the general.
Okay, Tim.
I wondered if there was a way to offer a higher bitrate stream for web for music programming or in the archive. I think a 64K bit stream is inadequate for music.
We're working on that, Tim. We're working on that.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions or comments for Quincy? Okay, we're moving on to the treasurer's report. Sharon, would you pass Chris? And here's Maria and here's Chris. Hey, could you guys pass Maria the microphone? Because you've got two microphones.
I just have a point of information.
Quick.
Did you, public comments, I don't know if you
mentioned
that.
There weren't any. Right. Okay. Yes, we discussed that. Yeah, we didn't, but thank you for checking because that's a requirement, and we did check.
Maria. So, Chris Corey here. I'm still waiting for the April financials. We're in the middle of an audit right now, so I don't have any information from which to draw a report. I'm hoping to have it within the next week or two here, and I'll have a full disclosure for the next meeting.
That's exactly right. We're neither National Office nor KPFA are complete with April because of the audit and so on. We've had a lot of issues with the connection to the National Office, so every time I'm working on the accounting system, it keeps going down, or their server keeps going down. It has to be reset. Supposedly there's something new coming on Tuesday. I don't know, but Chris and I emailed back and forth that next month you should be able to have April and May together, so there's not much to report. In terms of payables and stuff, we pay all of our bills. I like to pay all of our bills because if we run out of money and I need to beg forgiveness, I want to, stay cool with all of our vendors. Our money situation is about $200,000 right now. And that's after bills are paid. But, having to give money to the National Office without being budgeted is extremely difficult. I mean, $28,000 that actually is going towards what they owe us because we pay Central Services always on time and we have paid other things. This is on the receivable side of things, but we'll never see that money ever. So that's about it. I mean, Quincy already said that we're at 308 with 6 days to go. And it's, with expenses of average of 250, 275 per month, and we're at 308 on our big fund drive, that does not give us much. So, and we're not going to get that 308. That's just the pledges.
Janet, could you?
Chris, you said something about we're in the middle of an audit. I want to know which audit. I mean, as far as I understand, the 2015 audit hasn't gotten started. There's no auditor yet, and maybe Aki can address that, but What do you mean by in the middle of an audit? May I finish?
Sure.
So that's my question to you, and my question to Maria and Quincy is, what is the status of the readiness for the 2015 audit?
All right, I'll take the first part of this. I think Maria will be more clarifying on it, but I believe this is station audit. It's an annual thing for us.
Yeah, I think what she's trying to say is that we're not really in the middle of the audit because we don't have an auditor yet. We are in preparation for the audit. So that way when the auditor comes, we hand them over everything and they just go on their merry way with it. I've got more information on that, but I thought that we'd be waiting for what we were going to be doing closed session. I mean, I don't care about talking about it now, but it's up to you guys.
I think talk about it now. Go ahead.
Okay. So, let's see. An email was sent out to you guys. That's what I was talking about. Is that okay? Okay. An email was sent out to you guys with a brief audit update on preparation for the fiscal year 15.
Oh, wait a minute. That's something that Sam said was confidential. I'm not sure why it's confidential, but he has asked that it be confidential. Yeah, go ahead. Wait a minute. No, wait a minute.
I'm just going to scream.
Are you talking about the April CFO report? When you say the email, I'm just not sure what you're talking about.
Let's see. It was an email sent to you guys, I guess. I don't know what date it was, Carol.
I'm looking.
But did
Carol Wolfley got it?
Yeah, May 9th.
And it contained his report. Okay, the CFO report. I understand. Thank you.
Right. So wait a minute, Marie, before you go forward. He has asked that it be confidential. Are we going to go along with that? It's the feeling of the body that we're just going to go along with that. TM wants to speak.
Well, if Sam's requesting that it be confidential, then shouldn't we then leave be just in-house, which really just means one person has to
right.
leave.
Right.
Or not recorded, I would guess.
Right. So
executive
and not recorded. So it'd be an executive session. At some point, we might want to look at that because some people designate things as confidential, and there's a question about why is it confidential, and we might at some point disagree with that. But I think that we're not at that moment with this at this time. So we should not go there right now. So any other questions that are have to do with the financial report? I have a question about... I know you've got a lot you're dealing with. Do you know when we're going to start the budget process?
We haven't had our fiscal year. What year are we in? We haven't had our fiscal year 17 budget approved by the PNB or the NFC. So, I mean, yeah, I could start it, but we'll have probably the same thing next year. But yeah, just
right. I mean, I don't want to put it in. Ahead of the audit.
Right.
But, okay, so maybe next month you'll start it, and then we should be looking at it in July, and it's due September.
Yeah, well, yeah.
When's it due?
I don't know, actually, October, but yeah. CFO will be talking to the business managers next Friday.
Okay, all right, so I just wanted to get on that. Yes, Janet.
We don't have a meeting scheduled in July.
Oh, well, that's perfect. Anyway. Okay, we'll review that before we adjourn. We'll look at that given the schedule. Sharon, okay. Tim.
Just a quick question because I'm not sure that I wasn't aware of this, if I'm hearing you right, that the budget for this fiscal year that began October 1st has not been approved 7 months into the fiscal year. Is that correct?
And fiscal year 16 was never approved for, I think, three different stations. So I mean, you guys approved it, and but not the NFC nor the PNB.
Sharon.
What does it mean if they don't approve it?
I don't know. I mean, we just have been going on our merry way and looking at the budget as a working document. But it's a plan. So, you know, as you guys all know, but yeah, there's a few sticking points with the budget. Well, one of the reasons that it has been approved is because I believe that the LSBs hadn't approved some of the other stations. And the NFC and the PNB would like to look at it. At least the PNB likes to look at them all together. And if the LSBs don't
okay,
get past,
fine.
Yeah.
All right.
My actual, that was just a follow-up. I actually would like to make a motion, but before I make the motion, I want to say I was in email communication with Sam yesterday because I have heard that he is still in need of some documents. And I asked him what documents he may need, schedules and other information that he may need from KPFA, and he did not feel comfortable sharing that unless there was a resolution from this body requesting that information.
I'll share it. I'll share it.
Well, I would actually like to make a motion, but you can share also.
Why don't we do this as part of the discussion in the executive session? Because his report raises a whole bunch of those questions. And
I don't think this motion needs to be
okay.
Can I state the motion,
okay.
And then you
sure.
can say. Okay. I just would like to make a resolution asking Sam Agarwal to provide a complete list of the outstanding items the national office needs from KPFA to complete the 2015 audit, and if there's any needed for the 2016 audit, which we haven't started, or any documents. So that's my motion.
Got it. Okay. Second? On discussion. Janet.
So the motion is to provide the LSB with that?
Asking Sam Agarwal to provide the LSB, yes.
Okay. And by the way, we'll share that with you.
Oh, we're supposed to be done tomorrow at 8, so.
Okay. All right. On discussion? What? Okay. So no discussion. All in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? None. Abstention? Unanimous. The first time in 2017. Okay. We had a lot of unanimous last year. Anyway. Okay. All right, so then we are now moving on to the executive session. And what time is it?
It is
12:15. Okay, so yes, you have to pause the recording. Yeah, we're in executive session, so we're not being recorded. And nobody's live streaming, right, Anthony? Anthony, you're not live streaming this meeting, are you? Good, okay. Anybody else? I don't either. Just asking. Okay. Yeah. Bye. Thank you. Okay. So we're back in open session, and it's 1:20 on May 20th. The KPFA Local Station, May Station Board 2017 continues. We are now going to adjourn. Can I have a motion to adjourn? To recess. A motion to recess. Okay, with a second?
Second.
Okay, and now I will call to order the Delegate Assembly. What?
Any objections?
Any objections or abstentions? No. Okay. Now I call to order the Delegates Assembly, and we have election for the PNB director. Nominations are open.
Point of order?
Yeah.
Since the delegate assembly is a different body from the LSB, should be a roll call.
Carol Wolfley, roll call for the delegate assembly, May 20th, 2017. Sharon Adams?
Here.
Chris Corey?
Here.
Do I call everybody who isn't here?
No.
Okay.
Or yes, I don't know. Ask
Janet. Janet, do I call everybody? Do I say everybody's name even if they're not here?
Yes, but okay. not Rich Withers.
Ahmad Anderson? Not here. William Campisi, not here. Brian Crowell, not here. Lisa Detmer, not here. Anthony Fest,
here.
Sasha Futron, not here. Yuri Gottsman, here. Christina Huggins, here. Sabrina Jacobs, not here. Janet Coburn. Janet?
Present.
Thank you. Tim Lynch?
Not here.
Scott Olson?
Here.
Louis Sawyer?
Here.
T.M. Scruggs?
Here.
Aki Tanaka?
Here.
Carol Travis?
Here.
Andrea Turner, not here. Tom Voorhees?
Here.
Carol Wolfley, here. Richard Walensky, not here. Ramses Tion Nichols, not here. Arguelles Marilla.
Here.
Thank you. Okay, that gives us 1, 2, 3. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, we do. We have 14. Nominations are now open for PNB representatives or directors or whatever we call them. Sharon.
I nominate T.M. Scruggs.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any more nominations? Going once, going twice, three times. T.M. Scruggs is, by acclamation, our new PNB rep. Yay! Okay. We will now motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
Seconded.
Thank you, Lewis. Moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions? We're adjourned. We're now back in the general session, and we can have a discussion of the PNB reports. Aki.
Sure. It's pretty short. At the PNB, we rescinded the SCS subcarrier motion that has been on the books for a while, which caused a lot of accounting issues at the various business offices. So it particular motion that was passed previously was rescinded. So that is one item. The other one was the Finance Committee motions about the fundraiser and the oversight of the CFO over the business manager. So that's the other item. And beyond that, the only thing I can say is that the Audit Committee outside of PNB as I told previously, is fairly close to selecting our audit firm. And then the Finance Committee, Governance Committee, and Programming Committees all met and had a fairly successful first, you know, meeting of those committees. Anyway, that's about it.
Discussion, questions? Okay. We are now in new business. Carol Wolfley.
I just wanted to comment on the phone room that there's been regularly when I've been in there, from like 2 to 5 people in the phone room, and it's good to see that there are people. One of the things we need to do is to continue to build the outreach committee, because the outreach committee has not met in a long time, and people are kind of doing things on their own. And so I'm hoping that down the road the outreach committee will meet, and if you have people that you'd like to refer to the outreach committee, you can ask them to contact me. And we want to consider and look at, you know, how much money is in the budget for the outreach committee, so we can have a budget to produce flyers and get out in the community to let more people know about our station. So thanks.
Thank you. Questions and comments? Any other new business? Is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a
there's
second?
Something to do with the flyers? Is that
what?
The program guides, I mean, is there any discussion of that, or?
Oh, I did it as an announcement.
Right.
So, because I didn't know if I was going to be here.
So, motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Wow. Okay. Yay. All right. All right. Well, 129. Okay. And a unanimous vote. All right. And a new PNB rap. Okay. All right. Yay. Bye, Lewis and Scott. Have a nice afternoon.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us. Take care.
Bye.
Oh, yeah, we have a meeting in June, I believe, but not in July. In June, we better talk about that, because we're going to have to do budgeting. So we'll figure it out. And it will be here. All right.
Yeah.